This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police investigate a shooting in the Pine last night. Government to introduce penalties for overgrown lots. The Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture urging Barbados to use more local food in its tourism sector. Rastafarians frustrated as High Court delays Sacramento cannabis case, taking the case into its fifth year. And the Central Bank of Barbados says it cannot intervene in matters concerning businesses in Barbados not accepting $1 U.S. notes. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Police were last night investigating reported gunfire at Golden Rock, the Pine St. Michael. Residents reported hearing a barrage of gunfire and police units responded. There was no indication that anyone was injured. Less than 2 weeks ago, three people were injured in a shooting in that same area. Government will bring to Parliament very soon a report on the Health Services Amendment Bill, which seeks to introduce penalties for people who fail to maintain overgrown lots. This was disclosed by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, during the launch of the Ministry's Highway Beautification Project's Entrepreneurial Development Training Program at the Parkinson Resource Center. She explained that contracted roadside workers under the beautification project have complained that cow itch has been a problem.
Some of the contractors have reported to us about obviously the issues of the cow itch as they're working along the routes. And we are hopefully within the next week or so, going to be able to go back to Parliament to debate the report on the Health Services Amendment Bill, which is going to address what we call it the Bush legislation, which is all the empty lots and empty properties where people have allowed the Bush to overgrow, to be able now to have them obviously penalized for having those lots in that state. But what it does is it gives each of you in this room another opportunity. Because if they're going to be penalized for not keeping it clean, what do they need? Somebody to clean it.
Ms. Bradshaw also issued a warning to motorists to be more respectful of those cleaning the island's roadways. She says they have also been receiving reports that drivers have been disregarding signage on the roads, posing a challenge for workers.
I think the call this evening has to also be to those persons to respect the persons who are legitimately working on our roads, whether they be the contract workers, whether they be NTW staff when they're putting down the cat eyes on the road, whether they're painting the road. Bajans can do better. Bajan drivers can do better. And I hope that we can get to a point in this country where we're looking at it in terms of policy, where particularly in areas where maintenance is ongoing, highway maintenance is ongoing, and signage is in the area, that people can be penalized if they speed in the particular area or if they try to encroach on persons who are legitimately on the road carrying out the government's work.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. The High Court matter seeking to settle the issue of sacramental cannabis use at home by members of the Barbadian Rastafarian community has again been adjourned, this time until May. That adjournment has left Paul Simba Rock, president of the African Heritage Foundation, frustrated.
Went to the Attorney General, his office, the legal team, because they have failed to do that. The oral arguments could not be heard, right? So those have been put back to May, the 20th now, you know? So this has been the pattern of the Attorney General's office, right? And now because my lawyer has an engagement in April, so he can't facilitate anything before that, they want to say, well, oh, no, it is our fault for the adjournment, you know? No, it's not. You know, it has been the fault of the Attorney General's office that the case is now going into its fifth year.
Mr. Rock also called for a boycott of the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority's open house today, being held in celebration of its fourth anniversary at the Wilde office. He said the industry was not designed for the average Barbadian, and Rastafarians were yet to find a place within it.
Rastafari hasn't found a space within the framework. The framework of the cannabis industry was not and is not designed for everyone, right? It is designed for the selected few, right? Unless cannabis is accepted for its traditional and cultural medicinal use, within the frameworks of that industry, Rastafari will have no place. So I would have been invited to meetings with Minister Weir and, you know, their team. I personally will not be attending the open house. You know, I would hope that no Rastafari out there attends the open house, because this industry has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with the average Barbadian person.
Paul Simba Rock, president of the African Heritage Foundation. The Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, is urging Barbados to use more local food in its tourism sector to support farmers, strengthen food security, and boost the economy. Speaking during the media launch of the Caribbean Chefs for Development Program, ICA representative in Barbados, Alistair Glean, said the link between agriculture and tourism is vital for the island's development. He noted that while the tourism sector saw growth over the years, there's still work to do to ensure benefits reach local farmers and food producers.
We primarily would want to support in Barbados increased food production, and we would want to see that the food production is in a sustainable manner. We want to ensure that we are able to supply quality food that is safe, that is healthy, and that is sourced from local inputs. Now, we can't talk about enhancing food security unless we talk about locally sourced inputs in the tourism sector, because tourists have to eat. And we know that these chefs, they can source their raw materials from anywhere, but we want to link them with the agriculture sector. They need to look to the local farmers as a means of getting their raw materials. And if we do that, we can create demand for farmers to produce more and ultimately feed our tourists.
ICA representative in Barbados, Alistair Glean. General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins, is calling on the authorities to filter technical and vocational subjects into schools from the primary school level. Mr. Gittins says this is critical in addressing the issues among the youth and having a wider approach to outside of academia. His comments came during the latest episode of The Streets.
We have to recognize that that students are of many and very different abilities, learning styles, and all of that. And I believe that in terms of the vocational education, because we cannot expect every child to perform academically right throughout their career. And I believe that what is needed is that we start having a variety of introducing students to a variety of skills, vocational skills, from as early as the primary level. Do not wait until they get to the secondary level, where you would have all the vocational subjects and the woodwork and all of those things, but rather have those skills so that each student can find a way of achieving.
BOT General Secretary Herbert Gittins. More companies in Barbados are being urged to display a larger sense of corporate social responsibility, especially with the support of youth development initiatives. Professor David Akumbo, Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cavill Campus, made the comments at the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the UWI and A&B Music Supplies Limited.
A&B Music Supplies initiatives underscore the importance of corporate social responsibility. Its investment in music education in the FCCPA is a shining example of how Caribbean business enterprises can contribute to the betterment of society. By prioritizing music education and the arts, A&B Music will undoubtedly inspire other businesses to follow suit, creating a ripple effect that benefits the entire Caribbean. In a region brimming with musical talent, the support of businesses like A&B Music Supplies ensures that no promising young Barbadian is left behind due to financial constraints.
Professor David Akumbo, Dean at the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at UWI Cave Hill Campus. And finally, the Central Bank of Barbados says it cannot intervene in matters concerning businesses in Barbados not accepting $1 U.S. notes. In a statement, the bank says, by law, the acceptance of foreign currency by the public falls outside of its jurisdiction. The bank was responding to public outcry regarding some businesses refusing to accept the notes. It stressed that while businesses may choose to accept foreign currency like the U.S. dollar, they're not legally obligated to do so. However, the bank has given the public the assurance that it continues to accept U.S. $1 notes from commercial banks, and commercial banks have said they regularly accept U.S. $1 notes from the public. The central bank is also encouraging Barbadians to exchange the U.S. dollar notes at local banks, which ensures that the foreign currency would be converted into Barbados dollars, which facilitates a seamless transition within the local economy. Recapping the headlines, police investigate a shooting in the Pine last night, government to introduce penalties for overgrown lots, the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture urging Barbadians to use more local food in its tourism sector, Rastafarians frustrated as High Court delays sacramental cannabis case, taking the case into its fifth year, and the Central Bank of Barbados says it cannot intervene in matters concerning businesses, not accepting $1 U.S. notes. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.